Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of fly attendants for fly attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2013, and this is Sergio de Freitas, Frankfurt Council 20 volunteer and MEC Hotels and Transportation Committee member reporting. Since the TSA announced April 22nd of their plans for knives being allowed on our aircraft, the entire nation has stood up with fly attendants and aviation workers in protest of this policy change. Recently, the Association of Fly Attendants, CWA, the International Association of Machinists, and the Transportation Workers Union representing fly attendants and aviation workers, 200,000 strong, launched a compelling ad in New York's Times Square calling on the public to join in our fight for a permanent ban on knives in the aircraft cabin. The opening image shows the fist of Federal Law Enforcement Officer Association National President Sean Adler using a tactical hold on a pocket knife that could be used to kill inside the aircraft cabin. The sequence turns to an image of the Twin Towers from August 2001, followed by a plea, "Tell Congress, no knives on planes ever again," with the Capitol switchboard number. The video then transitions to a memorial from Ground Zero with the faces of the crews of Flights 175 and 93, adorned with ribbons and handwritten messages, followed by the message, "Never Again," and the website, noknivesonplanes.com. Millions of people will see the ad as it will play on the CBS TV billboard once an hour from mid-May to mid-July 2013. But this is not enough. Knives will be allowed in our aircraft cabin if we don't continue to fight back and make no knives on our planes a law. We need to continue to flood congressional offices with calls right now and every day until we achieve a law that ensures no knives ever again. Dial 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121, and ask the Capitol switchboard operator to connect you with your representative. When you call, state, "My name is, and I'm a flight attendant and constituent. I oppose the TSA plan to allow knives in the aircraft cabin. I would like my representative, senator, to support bipartisan legislation to keep knives out of the aircraft cabin. Transportation security does not stop at the cockpit door. Flight attendants and passengers are not acceptable casualties in aviation security. Our country owes it to those we lost on 9/11, and all of us on the front line of aviation today. No knives ever again. Thank you." Your phone call will be answered by a member of the representative staff who will note your request. They may ask for your name of your hometown, your zip code, or your mailing address to verify you are a constituent. The entire nation is watching this issue. We are leading the national debate. Let's show everyone that flight attendants will not back down. This will have lasting implications for every issue we face. The time is now to exercise the strength we have by taking action together. United's annual meeting of stockholders will be held on June 12, 2013 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The address is DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Crystal City, 300 Army Navy Drive, Arlington, Virginia 22202. Again, the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Crystal City, 300 Army Navy Drive, Arlington, Virginia 22202. Doors open for registration and admittance at 8:30 a.m. for those accompanied by an admission ticket, stockholders, and a picture ID. If you are a stockholder, you should have received your annual meeting notice and admission ticket in the mail with information regarding proxy materials. For those of you unable to attend United's stockholder meeting to cast your ballot in person, you may vote online. This year, Proposals to be voted on at United's annual meeting are as follows. 1. Election of directors. AFA recommends withhold your vote. 2. Ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young. AFA recommends a vote for. 3. Advisory resolution approving compensation for the named executive officers. AFA recommends a vote against. 4. Reapproval of the performance measures under the 2008 Incentive Compensation Plan. AFA recommends a vote against. 5. Approval of the amended performance measures under the 2010 Incentive Plan. AFA recommends a vote against. 6. Approval of an amendment of company's amended and restated bylaws to provide stockholders with the right to call a special meeting of stockholders. AFA recommends a vote for. As always, we encourage you to read through the material and make an educated and informed decision. Your meeting notice contains instructions on how and where to vote your shares. Each year, AFA advises members that paying dues in advance annually provides you with an option of a 10% reduction. In order to take advantage of this reduction in annual dues, you must prepay by July 1, 2013. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to the Your AFA section of our website and click on the Dues Payment link. You can also send a check made payable to AFA CWA for $518.40 and drop it in the mail. If you decide to pay your dues in advance, you currently pay via payroll deduction, please follow the directions on our website. If you have any questions or need assistance, please contact the AFA International Membership Service office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The use of personal electronic devices, PED, during critical stage of flight has been an ongoing debate for the last century amongst flight passengers, the government, airlines, and the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. Recently, the Washington Post recently ran an article about Kenneth Kirchhoff, who is one of Boeing's research and development engineers. Kirchhoff has been testing aircraft since 2003 to ensure the safe usage of PED on board, focusing on how signals emitted from passengers' gadgets can model pilots' communication, navigation, or surveillance systems. The article articulates the solid reasoning behind why further study is needed before any changes are made. Being safe isn't always convenient. To read the entire article and find out Kirchhoff's conclusion about PED, please visit our website. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.